On Tuesdays, KERA's One Crisis Away project looks at life on the financial edge. Today, we'll dig into what it takes to change a person's economic destiny. This year's Opportunity Index was just released. It's an annual big data report that ranks states on how easy it is for people to improve their lives financially. Texas ranks in the bottom third, 36th overall. Timothy Bray is here to help break down the numbers. He heads the Urban Policy Institute at the University of Texas at Dallas. Thanks for coming in.
Great. Thanks for having me.
One thing that jumps out from this report, the unemployment rate in Texas was significantly lower than the national average, 4% compared to 5.1%. But in almost every other category, things like median income and poverty, Texas is below average. How do you explain that?
Well, one of the things to keep in mind is that the experience of poverty is a local one. States have some vehicles for improving life, but a lot of this are policy shifts and changes at the local level, education being chief among them.
Texas has had particular trouble when it comes to access to fresh, healthy food. It ranks 49th in that category. What kind of impact does that have on opportunity?
So one of the things that we've noticed with the impact of health and nutrition is, frankly, especially for young children, the impact on their physical well-being. There was a study that came out not too long ago that found that children who grow up in households where the income is above $150,000 have 6% more gray matter than children who grow up in households where the income is under $25,000.
You've done a lot of research about the concept of a person's zip code determining the financial future. What have you found?
Well, one of the things that really is shocking for people is to realize the complete polar opposite neighborhood might be 5 miles away. We've talked to a lot of families in Dallas, kids in the southern sector who've never been to the north, kids in the north who've never been to the south, children who might live 5 miles away from the Perot who've never been. So we take so many of our experiences for granted, and we are so confined to the life that we live that it's difficult to imagine a world that's so different. By way of example, my kids went to school one day. I look on the table and there's a textbook. And I grabbed my daughter and said, "Hold up, before you leave, you're leaving your textbook." And she said, "No, Dad, that's my copy for at home. So I don't have to bring it back and forth to school." Contrast that with children who go to school in districts where there's not enough books for you to have your own, let alone have two. So how much of that we don't know, we just assume that everyone's life is like ours. Everyone's experience of education, experience of shopping, experience of safety is like ours. I think one of the values of an index like the Opportunity Index is that it at least begins to peel that layer back and help us realize that not everybody's neighborhood looks like mine. Not everybody's experience is like mine.
Timothy Bray, head of UTD's Urban Policy Institute, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.